Língua da Gente.
Pessoal, welcome to another lesson in Língua da Gente. It's great to be here with another elementary lesson. My name is Orlando.
And my name is Sonia. Meu nome é Sonia.
Sonia. It's going to be great to talk to you today, Sonia. And we were talking about how difficult Portuguese is, right?
Oh, yes. People usually say that Portuguese or learning Portuguese is very difficult.
É
difícil aprender português.
And I assume that should be a good key word for the lesson, the word difficult.
Right,
And how
yes.
do you say that again?
Difficult in Portuguese is difícil.
Difícil,
exactly.
Well, I think we should listen to this dialogue three times. The poor guy is trying to learn Portuguese. He's running against a few problems. And his Brazilian friend is saying, no, it's okay. You can learn this.
And he will.
Let's hear
and
the dialogue
you will too.
Three times.
Diálogo, primeira vez.
Você está estudando português?
Estou. Mas a pronúncia é muito difícil, viu?
Como assim?
Esse tal de avô, avó, pode, pôde. Eu não ouço a diferença.
Sei. Inicialmente causa problemas. Mas você vai pegar, não se preocupe.
Não se preocupe ou não se preocupa?
Tanto faz, qualquer um dos dois.
Te disse, não é? O português não é muito fácil.
Segunda vez.
Você está estudando português?
Estou, mas a pronúncia é muito difícil, viu?
Como assim?
Esse tal de avô, avó, pode, pôde. Eu não ouço a diferença.
Sei, inicialmente causa problemas. Mas você vai pegar, não se preocupe.
Não se preocupe ou não se preocupa?
Tanto faz, qualquer um dos dois.
Te disse, não é? O português não é muito fácil.
Terceira vez.
Você está estudando português?
Estou, mas a pronúncia é muito difícil, viu?
Como assim?
Esse tal de avô, avó, pode, pôde. Eu não ouço a diferença.
Sei. Inicialmente causa problemas, mas você vai pegar, não se preocupe.
Não se preocupe ou não se preocupa?
Tanto faz, qualquer um dos dois.
Te disse, não é? O português não é muito fácil.
So sounds like the poor guy is struggling with how to say O, A, E, E, all those open and closed vowels.
That's right, yes,
that's
yes.
Why Portuguese
it's very
is tough.
Difficult for not only English speakers, but also Spanish, right?
Yeah, when
many
you learn
of
it,
my
yeah,
Spanish
make that
speakers.
Transition.
Friends, they have problems with the vowels.
Well, let's go line by line through the
sure.
dialogue, and we'll help people understand words that maybe they did not catch the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So, first line, let's do that translation. We'll move through that.
Você está estudando português?
Are you studying Portuguese?
Você está estudando português?
Are you studying Portuguese?
Você está estudando português? Estou, mas a pronúncia é muito difícil, viu?
I am, but the pronunciation is difficult, you know?
Estou, mas a pronúncia é muito difícil, viu?
I am, but the pronunciation is difficult, you know?
Estou, mas a pronúncia é muito difícil, viu? Como assim?
What do you mean?
Como assim?
What do you mean?
Como assim? Esse tal de avô, avó, pode, pôde, eu não ouço a diferença.
This deal with avô, avó, pode, pôde, I don't hear the difference.
Esse tal de avô, avó, pode, pode. Eu não ouço a diferença.
This deal with avô, avó, pode, pode. I don't hear the difference.
Esse tal de avô, avó, pode, pode. Eu não ouço a diferença. Sei, inicialmente causa problemas. Mas você vai pegar. Não se preocupe.
I know. Initially, it can cause problems, but you'll get it. Don't worry.
Sei. Inicialmente causa problemas, mas você vai pegar. Não se preocupe.
I know. Initially it can cause problems. But you'll get it. Don't worry.
Sei. Inicialmente causa problemas, mas você vai pegar. Não se preocupe. Não se preocupe ou não se preocupa.
So is that não se preocupe or não se preocupa?
Não se preocupe ou não se preocupa.
Is that não se preocupe ou não se preocupa?
Não se preocupe ou não se preocupa. Tanto faz, qualquer um dos dois.
It doesn't matter, either of the two.
Tanto faz, qualquer um dos dois.
It doesn't matter, either of the two.
Tanto faz, qualquer um dos dois. Te disse, não é? O português não é fácil, não.
I told you, you know, Portuguese is not easy.
Te disse, não é? O português não é fácil, não.
I told you know, Portuguese is not easy.
Te disse, não é? O português não é fácil, não.
Yeah, te disse, I told you, Portuguese is not easy.
Oh, yes, but that's just the beginning. You get it. Você vai pegar.
Vai pegar.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to the first line, and if you could read that whole line for me one more time, Sonia.
Sure. Você está estudando português?
He noticed that this is our ing. Está estudando.
Right.
Say that for me one more time.
Você está estudando português?
Now, when you make an ing ending, we say in grammar books, use the verb estar.
Yeah.
But you can use other verbs too, right?
Yeah. Especially if you emphasize like an ongoing action, mm-hmm. something that you started in the past and
so
you're still
example,
doing. For example, even with study, you can say, você vem estudando português?
You come along
yeah,
studying.
Yeah, or você continua
you keep
estudando
on, continue studying.
O português. Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
So the grammar book says, está estudando, but we can do a lot of things with that.
Yes.
Next
yeah.
line.
Mm-hmm. Estou, mas a pronúncia é muito difícil, viu?
So notice how you answer with one word, estou.
Estou, yeah. That's usually how we answer
yeah.
questions.
Está estudando?
Estou. Você mora no Brasil? Moro.
Just
exactly.
that one verb.
Yeah, using the verb.
Now, this sentence also has the word difficult, which was our key word. Say that one more time for
difícil.
Me. Difícil.
Difícil. Mm-hmm.
Notice that final L doesn't sound like an L. Say it again.
Difícil.
It's almost as if it were a W. Difícil.
That's correct,
By
yes.
the way, what's the plural of difícil?
The plural would be difíceis.
So you take off the L, add E-I-S.
E-I-S,
weird rule.
Exactly.
That there would, aren't many words
yeah.
like that. How about the word easy?
Fácil and the plural fáceis.
How about the word fossil?
Yeah, fossil, fósseis.
Yeah, truth is, there aren't many other words that end in IL
right,
that way.
Right, yes, okay. yeah.
And notice this sentence also ends with the word view.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Brazilian's way to say, did you get it?
Did you
right?
get it? Yeah.
Tell me more about this word view.
Yeah. Sometimes you can also threaten someone and you say, I will tell our parents, viu?
Yeah, and so I can just hear Brazilians saying, eu vou falar com a mamãe, viu?
Viu?
Yeah.
So, yeah, great. So you get it and also in a
next
more,
line, which yeah. has the word, they want an example, like what? And how do you say like what in Portuguese?
Como assim?
Now, did everybody hear her intonation? Como assim? Way, way high up there, wasn't it?
Right, okay? yeah.
And that's very typical of Portuguese.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Spanish, which may not flip around as much on the intonation, Brazilians really raise their voice high. And so say that one more time like you did.
Como assim?
Isn't that amazing? Como assim? Sounds gorgeous. Next line. Read that whole thing for me.
Okay. Esse tal de avô, avó, pode, pôde, eu não ouço a diferença.
Now, this is the key to our whole lesson today. It's on the pronunciation of vowels.
Right.
And notice we have the word avô, avó. Say
mm-hmm.
them for me one more time.
Avô, avó.
Grandpa.
Avô.
Grandma.
Avó.
So this is what we call open and closed.
Right.
The closed vowel sounds like a regular O, like in the word boat.
Exactly. O.
And the open vowel means you've opened your mouth more.
Right.
Say the open sound again.
Oh.
Avo, avo. So the only difference between the word grandpa and grandma is that O sound.
Is that, yes.
Now, we always taught our students that if you look at it written down, there's a circumflex accent on the word grandpa. That's because he's wearing a hat.
Hats,
and grandma doesn't wear a hat. What about grandma?
Yeah, grandma will be wearing a feather, right?
She has a feather, right? And so she just has a little
or
stick.
Or a hairpin.
A hairpin.
So, avó, that's correct.
Now, there are other words. Let's your name, for example. How do you say your name?
Yeah, that's a good example. In Brazil, my name is Sonia. And
it even is written with a circumflex
accent. Exactly, yes.
So, your name has a closed O.
It has a closed O.
By the way, how do they say your name in Portugal?
Exactly. In Portugal, they spell with a hairpin and they say Sonia.
Yeah,
so it's an open vowel in Portuguese.
Say it closed?
Closed, Sonia.
Open?
Sonia.
Takes a while to get used to. By the way, the name Antonio does the same thing,
Antonio
right?
is the same thing. In Brazil, Antonio.
In Portugal?
Portugal, Antonio.
And so the sound, that's the sound O-aw. The other example here is the word podi.
Right.
Now, the difference here is it's the same verb, but one means he can, one means he could.
That's correct,
so how
correct,
do you say he can?
He can, ele pode.
He could?
Ele pode.
Exactly. So in this dialogue, the poor guy is saying, it's driving me crazy. I'm trying to learn the difference between avô, avó. Pode.
Yeah, and remember that the other vowel that we also make a difference between open and close is E.
Right, and so for example, how do you say the word you?
You, você.
And that ends in the closed vowel E.
E.
Você.
Você. And remember, it also has a circumflex, no? That
and then how do you say the open one?
And the open one is E.
As in the word, like, see you later.
Yeah, até mais, até logo.
Até. Great.
Exactly.
And so the poor guy is struggling with that. Let's go to the next line.
Sei, inicialmente causa problemas, mas você vai pegar, não se preocupe.
Notice that we have the verb pegar. You're going to pegar.
Yeah.
For your Spanish speakers, it doesn't mean to hit.
Right.
It means to get.
To get, yeah.
So, mas você vai pegar means you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ends his sentence with three little words, and he says,
não se preocupe.
And the poor guy doesn't know if he should be saying, não se preocupe. Or não se preocupa.
That's correct.
What's going on here with this?
Yeah, the thing is that in Brazil, we can both say não se preocupe or não se preocupa. We are not, in informal situations, there is no strict use of the command.
Right. So the rule here is that if you look at a grammar book, it'll say when it's negative and it's a command, you should use a subjunctive form.
Exactly.
And that would be the não se preocupe.
The first one, the não se preocupe.
But Brazilians are just as likely to not do that and just say the word regular, não se preocupa.
Exatamente.
There is a difference, though, right? A little bit, maybe?
Yeah, a diferença é que não se preocupa, nós usamos em situações informais sempre.
So day-to-day stuff.
The day-to-day stuff, yes. Exatamente.
So if a mother is screaming at her child, don't do that.
Yeah, não faz isso.
Não faz isso.
Yeah, she could also say, não faça isso.
A little more formal.
A little more formal. The command is a little stronger.
A little stronger.
Yeah, as well.
And that's the whole reason why this poor guy learning Portuguese is doubting it. Should I say, não se preocupe?
He's dealing with the informal and the formal situation.
And what does the person say in response?
The person says, tanto faz, qualquer um dos dois,
what
right?
What a great phrase, tanto faz.
Tanto faz.
Tanto faz is a Brazilian's way of saying, whatever, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Tanto faz.
Tanto faz.
Yeah. The final line of the dialogue.
Te disse, não é? O português não é fácil, não.
Now notice this phrase starts with te disse. Which is, I told you.
I told you.
Once again, grammar books might say you are not supposed to start a sentence with a pronoun.
Right.
But everybody does.
Everybody does.
In fact, if you say gisichi.
No, and it sounds
wrong.
Yeah, it sounds more natural, sounds more the way the Brazilians will
now notice part
use
of this
it.
Is because yeah. they're presumed to say eu te disse, but they dropped out eu.
They yes.
And just said
yeah,
te disse.
Because the disse already you. Means that it's the first person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds to me we've gone through this line by line. Let's go back and listen to the dialogue 3 more times, and this time you'll get way more than you got the first time through.
Você vai pegar.
Diálogo, primeira vez.
Você está estudando português?
Estou, mas a pronúncia é muito difícil, viu?
Como assim?
Esse tal de avô, avó, pode, pôde, eu não ouço a diferença.
Sei, inicialmente causa problemas, mas você vai pegar, não se preocupe.
Não se preocupe ou não se preocupa?
Tanto faz, qualquer um dos dois.
Te disse, não é? O português não é muito fácil.
Segunda vez.
Você está estudando português?
Estou, mas a pronúncia é muito difícil, viu?
Como assim?
Esse tal de avô, avó, pode, pôde, eu não ouço a diferença.
Sei, inicialmente causa problemas, mas você vai pegar, não se preocupe.
Não se preocupe ou não se preocupa?
Tanto faz, qualquer um dos dois.
Te disse, não é? O português não é muito fácil.
Terceira vez.
Você está estudando português?
Estou, mas a pronúncia é muito difícil, viu?
Como assim?
Esse tal de avô, avó, pode, pôde, eu não ouço a diferença.
Sei, inicialmente causa problemas, mas você vai pegar, não se preocupe.
Não se preocupe ou não se preocupa?
Tanto faz, qualquer um dos dois.
Te disse, não é? O português não é muito fácil.
So now everybody has heard the dialogue at least 6 times. Hopefully they're catching on to a little bit more of those parts they didn't get the first time. What did you like most about today's lesson, Sonia?
Well, it is really nice that this lesson shows the way that people, Brazilians, really talk. You know,
yeah,
versus, you know, sentences and the rules, you know, that you're going to find in most
está,
grammar.
You say,
you say tá.
Instead of estou,
you say tô.
Who cares if se preocupe or preocupa?
Exactly. Yeah. The uses of a command, that it's more flexible, and the pronoun, right? That we start sentences with te disse,
right.
te amo.
So I love that part of this lesson.
Yeah.
I also think that this whole issue of open and closed vowels, let me just say to listeners, it takes a while. As a non-native speaker of Portuguese, it's just one of those hassles you're going to have to learn and have patience. It takes a while to hear those differences and start pronouncing them.
Right.
Now, I will say if you're a Spanish speaker, you get a little help, right?
Yeah.
Because any of those words in Spanish that have that diphthong, they will have an open vowel in Portuguese.
Right.
So, for example, the word in Spanish, fiesta, now is?
Festa.
Piedra.
Pedra.
Duerme.
Dorme.
Puerta.
Porta.
So all those words that have the diphthong in Spanish, chances are they'll have
the open vowel in Portuguese. That's a good hint,
yeah.
Orlando.
And it was also fun to make sure we did this lesson today with you, because since your name is Sonia, we have a nice,
right.
perfect example of the closed
vowel. It's a perfect example. Sonia, it's the Brazilian Sonia, and
go.
Sonia would be the Portuguese Sonia.
Well, as always,
right.
leave your questions, leave your comments, write in our discussion blog. We'd love to have you do that. And you know, these lessons are designed to listen to hundreds and hundreds of times,
mm-hmm.
go over and over and over, more and more and more.
Right, especially pronunciation.
Yeah,
the
really
more you
is.
Listen to, I think that the faster that you're going to get.
And
don't forget to visit us on Facebook at Brazil Pod.
Right, the Brazil Pod site, and say a little hello to us and say hello to Sonia as well. And with that, everybody, I think that is good for this lesson. We are going to call it a day, and até a próxima.
Até a próxima.
Língua da Gente.